Crushing, written by Genevieve Novak and read by Elizabeth Blackmore.
Dumped. Effectively homeless, failing to black out on the only booze in Nicola's pantry. Note to the wounded, when you think you've hit rock bottom, straight gin is the shovel that digs you deeper. Rapidly losing viable eggs. Enemy number one in this sedate, suburban cul-de-sac, owing to 5 straight hours of blasting Joni Mitchell's Blue album and disturbing the innate peace of the outer suburbs. And for 15 more minutes, it was my 28th birthday, the age by which my mother had 2 kids, a husband, a master's degree and a manageable mortgage in an area where houses now cost north of 7 figures. I had none of that. Idiot even kept the dog. Sweetie, our greyhound had watched with pitying eyes as the elevator doors closed on me and my bags, while my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, tried to nudge her back inside. He had explained the problem in excruciating detail as he sobbed in my lap, so overcome with guilt about his decision that I had to be the one to comfort him through it. He had tried, he said, red-faced and sick with himself. He'd really, really tried, but he didn't love me anymore. Then he put on an Ed Sheeran song to try and better articulate his feelings, while I sat on the couch we'd picked out together and waited for the feeling to return to my extremities. He'd been having doubts about the forever of it all, he said, squeezing my forearms while I tried to think of all the things I loved, but maybe wouldn't love forever. Really high-waisted denim. A drizzle of chai syrup in my coffee. Binge-watching shows about amateur bakers. 3 years together, and he loved me like a collapsed Genoese sponge. Now I was laying on Nicola's living room floor. The baby, Layla, my niece, had been lulled to sleep by the dulcet drone of A Case of You. She had no choice. I wouldn't turn it off. This was my heartbreak party, which made me the boss of music, entitled me to an entire bottle of gin and demanded my sister's bottomless sympathy. Mitch, my brother-in-law, had been banished to his little man cave in solidarity. I had nowhere else to go. I wasn't emotionally resilient enough for my mum's cloying pity. My only friends, really, were the girlfriends of Eddie's friends, and we weren't close enough that I could get away with crashing on their couches, monopolising their free time with long-winded rants about how much better I could do and how much he was about to regret losing me until I almost believed it. Were hotels up and running again now that restrictions had been loosened? I couldn't be bothered finding out. It was much easier to stay here and soak in my misery, annoying Nicola's neighbours and doing all the things that Eddie hated, like lighting multiple scented candles at once and getting apocalyptically drunk. When Mum was my age, I said, sniffing, she had two kids, a husband and a mortgage. You've already used that one. I have a kid and a husband and a mortgage too, Nicola grimaced. You're welcome to them. Layla bit me on the nip today. Where's the respect? She's 7 months old, I argued. She doesn't...